I'm on the phone tonight with Robert Kiskaden, who is an author from Maysville, Kentucky, and has written a very interesting book, which is very appropriate for Zombie Awareness Month this month. It's called Z Universe. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
The main character is John Mason, who sounds like the guys on the Big Bang Theory, a scientist with a physics degree, who's a bit of a nerd. He's researching magnetic fields and invisibility. The book opens with him beginning a workday in his New York lab with his coworker Mark and a chimpanzee named Emily. Talk about the plot.
Well, the plot is John and Mark, they're working on an experiment that Einstein did of using magnetism to make invisibility. And they open a portal to another dimension, which is filled with zombies. And they come through and one of the main characters gets bit. And the disease spreads. And they're just trying to survive in this world that's falling apart.
And this portal is called the Z-Universe?
Well, that was in the story what the news reporters were calling it, because he said he got attacked by some zombie from another dimension, from another universe, and they were calling it like a zombie universe. That's how I got that.
Did the zombie outbreak start in New York City?
Yes, ma'am. It started in New York at their lab where they were doing the experiment.
And so these zombies are going through the streets, they're beating down doors, they're biting people, they're just doing a lot of damage, and then you have planes bombing the streets of New York that are filled with zombies, and these folks try to go out into the country?
Yes, they go away from the city, where they met up with this sergeant from the military who said there was a base where they were putting survivors. And so they leave the city, and it gets bombed, and they try to get away from everything and survive.
So the base is later on invaded by hundreds of zombies, and there's a doctor who's trying to survive with them, and they're holed up in a stone farmhouse where they spend the winter.
Yes, after the base falls. They hold up in an old farmhouse.
How's the food situation and all that kind of thing?
Well, they met up with a man named Charlie who worked at a huge warehouse, a storehouse, and he had taken a huge truck of supplies to survive. He was taking off, and they met up with him, and he parked his truck in the barn, and they had plenty of food for over the winter.
Are there any correlations to the Walking Dead series on AMC with your story?
Well, what I could think of is it's about people trying to survive when the world's falling apart and trying not to become monsters themselves, trying to keep who they are. But it does change people, and they're just trying to make it.
Have you watched the Walking Dead series?
Yes.
What do you think of the way they portray the zombies?
I like how it's more story-driven, you know, about the characters. And the zombies just happen to be something that's happening around them. It's not totally on the zombies. It's about characters.
Well, I noticed that towards the end of your book, anyway, there's an evil twist, much like the governor on The Walking Dead.
Oh, with John?
Yeah.
Yes, he's gone through so much and lost so many who he became close to that psychologically he just started losing it, as some people would in an apocalyptic situation. So he did change.
And he was from Maysville, too. That was his background before he went to New York City.
Yes.
Is this your first book?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
What's been the reaction?
That's been good reaction. I hear a lot that they want a second book, so I'm going to start that within another month or so and hope to have it within a year.
Are you going to use the same character, John Mason?
Yes, it'll continue.
And so the zombie invasion will still be going on?
Yes, you'll see how it spread to other areas. And in the second book, I plan for him to go home, go back to Maysville.
Well, thanks for talking with us tonight.
Well, thank you for having me.
Robert Kiskaden is the author of Z Universe and lives in Maysville, Kentucky. You'll find a link to his book at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.